In this bulletin, Victoria records no new coronavirus deaths for the first time since mid-July as regional areas prepare to open up this week. A report shows a decline in cancer services during the coronavirus pandemic. And in sport, FIFA teams up with the United Nations to fight corruption in sport. For the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. Regional Victorian businesses are preparing to reopen later this week with limited customers as part of the state's coronavirus roadmap to recovery. Outdoor gatherings, travel, sit-down dining at venues and household visitors will be allowed, but Melbourne residents are being told not to travel to regional areas. The state has recorded no fatalities overnight, but 42 new COVID-19 cases, taking the 14-day average of new infections in Melbourne to 52.9 cases. Melbourne is expected to move to its next phase of opening up later this month if the fortnightly average is between 30 to 50 new COVID-19 cases. Premier Daniel Andrews says case numbers are one part of the decision to move to the next phase, and he hopes Melbourne can learn from regional Victoria.
We have actually driven case numbers down to very low numbers in regional Victoria. That's taken some time. We stayed the course, and now we can open up.
One of Victoria's emergency management chiefs has told an inquiry he didn't initially see the need for defence personnel to support the hotel quarantine programme. The inquiry is focusing on training for staff and the hotel operators involved in the scheme, which was set up to contain the spread of COVID-19 in Victoria. Last month, the inquiry heard a security guard who contracted COVID-19 had minimal instruction on how to wear personal protective equipment. Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp says once defence assistance was requested to replace private security, other requests were also being explored.
I attended a meeting the following day where there was discussion about using resources or Corrections Victoria within Department of Justice and Community Safety as that option. I understood from that meeting that was the option that was going to be taken forward for approval, but I had no role in that.
Cancer Australia has published the first national report highlighting a decline in services which were disrupted by the coronavirus pandemic. It found a concerning reduction in a range of diagnostic and therapeutic procedures during the height of the health crisis in March to May for three of the most common cancers. Cancer Australia's Chief Executive, Professor Dorothy Keefe, says the peak of the pandemic was a conflicting time for Australians.
I think what's happened is people were afraid to go to the doctor because they were afraid to catch COVID-19 when everybody was told to stay at home, and that was perfectly reasonable. But also some of the services were probably not as readily available in the system as they had been previously because, again, of worry of transmission.
The number of colorectal investigations performed in April, including colonoscopies and sigmoidoscopies, was around half of those undertaken in March. The number of colorectal cancer surgeries and breast cancer-related surgeries were all notably lower in May than for March to April. Overseas, US President Donald Trump has held a campaign event in Phoenix, Arizona, in a bid to appeal to Latino voters ahead of the November election. Mr. Trump promoted the event as a round table after holding a similar session in Las Vegas, despite the coronavirus risk. His presidential rival Joe Biden is traveling to Florida to try to win over Puerto Rican communities in the South. President Trump has criticized Mr. Biden's dealing with Hispanic Americans and told the rally he is honored to be there.
But a vote for Republicans this November is a vote for the American dream. And that's all I have to say. I just want to thank you very much.
In sport, football's world governing body and the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime have teamed up to fight corruption in sport. FIFA President Gianni Infantino and UN officials signed an agreement in Vienna to address threats posed to sport.
A memorandum of understanding which is a strong signal. It is a milestone for FIFA, which recognizes the work we have been doing in FIFA in the last 4 years for good governance, transparency, accountability, the reforms that we have implemented in FIFA. It will help us in football to fight corruption, which is our top priority, especially in FIFA, after the history that we all know of FIFA.
Signing of the agreement comes on the same day that former FIFA Secretary General Jerome Valcke went on trial in Switzerland over corruption charges. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy, a high of 21. Much the same in Adelaide with a high of 24. 22 degrees in Melbourne and similar conditions. Hobart, a 17 degree high and a shower or two. Early fog for Canberra, then mostly sunny, a high of 21. Sunny and 23 in Wollongong. Mostly sunny for Sydney as well, a high of 25. In Newcastle, sunny and 26. Possible showers for Brisbane, 24 the expected high. In Cairns, a shower or two and a high of 29. And in Darwin, 34 degrees and sunny. And that's the latest news, sport and weather from SBS. I'm Alan Lake.